It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian explained the intent behind her husband Kanye West's recent White House appearance. She said what he fights for is the right to like what he wants to like, even if it's different from what you like. He never said, okay, I know what's going on with immigration, and I know this, and I know that. If he really knew, he would feel very compassionate about it. He's never said that he supports that. I know it's very confusing, because when you see someone wearing a red hat, you would think that they are supporting everything that Donald Trump stands for, but he's really just fighting for free thought and freedom to like a person, even if it isn't the popular decision. She insisted that she knows his heart, but still wants him to have his own path. She also said recently that Kanye West smells rich, and Dr. Oz actually said she's probably right.
She said Kanye smelled rich. I bet it's not money, success she's smelling. And that might smell like something, because when you have success, you start to secrete more testosterone, all those pheromones start to pour out of your pores. That could work. I think people can, but you actually, if you look at species beyond ours, you can tell subtleties of people who are winning and losing. Mm-hmm. It's definitely true among us. We just don't realize it's the smell a lot of times. I give it to her. Kim's very observant about these issues.
What do you guys think I smell like?
You usually don't have a smell, I don't think, actually.
So I'm not winning, and I'm not losing. I'm doing okay.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence in Los Angeles. He also is the lawyer that brought out a lot of women with charges against Supreme Court Justice former Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, an unidentified woman, filed a criminal complaint against the lawyer, saying that he hit her at an apartment on Tuesday, and the two had some sort of confrontation yesterday. Sources say that the woman's face was swollen and bruised when she submitted her complaint to authorities. They had heard yelling from the couple. Michael Avenatti maintains that the women's claims are bogus, even with substantial evidence against him.
Secondly, I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate.
Kind of weird how all that played out. I guess he doesn't believe all women anymore. The last time Connie Britton appeared on Ellen, she lied about staying on Nashville until the end of its run, and Ellen ended up calling her out yesterday for lying to her.
Can't you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
Did I?
Wrong clip.
My bad.
Wrong clip, but you know who that was?
Which
who
was that?
Really funny. It's Juliette Lewis, the actress. So she posted a series.
Wait, I do have the right clip, sorry.
Well, she posted a series of really bizarre videos yesterday on Instagram, and everyone is talking about it. Like, what the heck is she talking about?
I do have your clip, by the way, if you want the right clip. I'm sorry about that.
Sure. So, yeah. So the last time Connie Britton appeared on Ellen, she lied about staying on the show Nashville. And so Ellen ended up calling her out for that yesterday.
I wanted to tell you the truth. No. I wanted to. They wouldn't let me. They said, no, it has to be a surprise. I said, no, let's tell the fans. Let's give them a little heads up. Let's not let them be surprised
right.
and shocked.
Right.
And they didn't let me do that.
No, they didn't.
I said I was in it for the duration of Raina's life.
No, you didn't. You didn't say
it
that.
It was implied.
I see.
It was subtext.
All right.
I thought that was kind of awkward.
Yeah, it is. But Ellen's the only one that can call people out. Like, anybody else is like, how dare you ask her that? But
she's
it's like,
so
you
lovable.
Better answer to Ellen.
Rob Kardashian is living with his mom, Kris Jenner. Court documents show that Rob claims he has minimal cash flow and no savings, which is why he's trying to get his child support payments to baby mama Black China reduced. In the documents, he wrote, as of January 17th of 2018, I am short nearly $300,000, which my accountant projects I will need to pay for my 2017 tax liabilities. I no longer own a home, and I now live in my mother's house. Yikes. Coming up in the next garbage, Zayn Malik says this pop star had her people carry her in and out of her apartment in a suitcase.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Would you care if your significant other's mom took their ex out to lunch? Like, would you have a problem with that? What did she also post to pictures of them together afterwards on social media like Facebook? Ask Alex is next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.